Hi, Steve Bellinger here. Back in the late 1970s, during my brief radio renaissance, I had a dream of creating a detective series that would be funny and feature a true mystery. Four of them were written, but only two were produced. In the first one, Detective Jonathan Towers is faced with a killer who is taking out the residents of his apartment building in alphabetical order. He has to find this fiend before he gets to T. Presented here for the first time in over 40 years, courtesy of the Mutual Audio Network, perhaps you can help our hero unravel the case of the Alphabet Mugger.
Stephen A. Bellinger Productions presents Mark Burke as Jonathan Towers in The Case of the Alphabet Mugger, a radio play by Steve Bellinger, featuring the voices of Ann Cargola, Paul Porter, Donna Lynn Cargola, Michael Rosen, and Jim Keith as Lieutenant Drag.
There are over 6 million stories in the Windy City. Most of them are pretty dull and uninteresting, and the rest are probably lies. But that's Chicago for you, the city I live and work in. I'm Jonathan Towers. I'm a private detective, and my life is far from dull and boring. In fact, it seems there's always something going on, like that strange affair that I handled last spring. It all started when I was returning home from a vacation, paid for by the CTA, in exchange for solving the famous Evanston Express caper. I had asked for a trip to the Great Northwest, but I was told that the CTA only goes as far as the airport, so I spent 2 weeks at Hank's O'Hare Inn, just off runway 3. It was okay, actually. A little noisy, but okay. Anyway, I was returning home to my apartment in the plush uptown estates on Wilson Avenue when I noticed that the entire complex was crawling with police. Most of them were poking around the little park across the street. Remembering that my rent was still 2 months overdue, I decided that it might be wise to spend a little more time at Hank's O'Hare Inn, until I bumped into my old friend, Lieutenant Drag of Homicide.
Towers! Jonathan Towers! Am I glad to see you?
You are?
We got trouble here.
I know. Tell Mr. Schultz that I'll write him a check in the morning, okay?
No. I mean, we're in big trouble.
All right. Tell him this time the check will be good.
Listen to me, Towers. There was a murder in the park.
Murder? When?
Just a couple of hours ago.
Who was the victim?
Horace Goodman.
Goodman? Well, he lived in my building, apartment 3C. Why would anyone want to kill him?
He was mugged and strangled. His wallet was gone, so we figured it was a simple robbery.
A mugging? Well, that happens all the time. Probably every night in this neighborhood. I mean, don't get me wrong. I am sorry to hear about Mr. Goodman,
Johnny,
but
this is the 7th mugging in that park this week.
I see. So why don't you put a policeman in the park?
We did, last Wednesday. He was the 4th victim.
So we put more men.
Towers, it's spring. The street gangs are active. The parking is getting worse. And the St. Patrick's Day parade is coming up. We can't spare any more men. That's why we were hoping
that I would help. Then get the shaft from the city again. No thanks.
Johnny, we need you. Where's your civic pride?
At Hank's O'Hare Inn. I don't work for free, Drag.
We'll compensate you.
I don't work for peanuts either.
Okay, then. What do you want?
Immunity.
What?
Immunity from parking tickets all over the city.
That's a tall order.
Well, I'm sorry, but
Okay. Whatever you say.
Good. Now, what do you want me to do?
Could we go to your apartment and discuss the details?
We went up to my lush 7th-floor apartment, where Lieutenant Drag showed me a list of the victims. Let's see. Connors, Benson, Donnelly, French, Anderson, Edwards, and now Goodman. Interesting coincidence.
What's that?
Well, they all lived in this building, even Officer Donnelly.
Yes?
Well, these records are not in chronological order, are they?
Oh, no. I dropped them outside and they got mixed up. Sorry about that.
Drag, look at this.
What?
When I put them in order, in the order in which they were killed, they're also in alphabetical order.
Oh, yeah. So?
So, Well, this gives us a clue to the next possible victim.
Next victim?
Whoever is doing this is killing off the tenants of this building in alphabetical order.
Good heavens! We got to stop this fiend!
Absolutely. Before he gets to tea.
Drag left shortly after that because his shift had ended. I checked the building directory and found the name Helen Hertz, the next name alphabetically after Goodman. I went up to her apartment. Good evening, Miss Hertz.
Well, hello. Who are you?
I'm Jonathan Towers, detective. I also live in this building.
Oh, is it about that horrible mugger in the park?
Yes, it is.
Isn't it horrible? Why, the streets aren't safe anymore.
They never were. Miss Hertz, we've uncovered a very important clue.
Really?
This mugger has been killing the residents of this building in alphabetical order.
What has that got to do with me?
Well, the last victim was Horace Goodman.
Oh, so you think I'm next?
Well, I'm asking you to stay inside for the next few days.
Stay inside? Are you crazy? I have to go to work. I'm a nurse. I have to go to work.
Do you work late?
Yes, until 9 o'clock.
Well, can you at least stay away from the park?
I have to go through the park to get to the bus stop. Look, I've lived in the city all my life. I can't go running scared every time somebody gets robbed in the park. I'll have to take my chances.
This mugger is also a killer.
Oh, I could take a sick day.
Please, we wouldn't want anything to happen to you.
Thank you, Mr. Towers.
Well, the next person I wanted to see was Leonard Iverson. But it was getting late, so I thought I'd see him tomorrow. As I approached my own apartment, I saw my next-door neighbor, Mr. Arthur Quigley, nervously waiting outside my door.
Mr. Towers! Mr. Towers!
Mr. Quigley, is there something wrong?
Well, don't you know what's happening? 7 people killed, and all in alphabetical order.
How did you know that?
Well, Lieutenant Drag told me.
Quigley. Oh, you should be safe for a while.
It's not me I'm worried about. It's Alice King.
Alice King?
Yes, he killed Horace Goodman tonight, so he's only 3 away from my Alice.
Lieutenant Drag told you a lot.
Mr. Towers, you must help me. I love her. I'm going to ask her to marry me. I don't want her to get killed.
So just tell her to stay inside until we've solved this case.
She won't listen to me. You talk to her. She'll listen to you.
I followed Quigley to Alice King's apartment and knocked on the door.
I hope she's still in.
Who is it? Oh, it's you, Quigley.
Alice!
I told you to leave me alone, you little... Who the hell is this?
I'm Jonathan Towers.
What do you two want?
Quigley asked me to talk to you.
About staying inside? You're both crazy.
We're only concerned for your safety.
Yes, I know, and I do appreciate it, but I wish he'd stay out of my life.
Ow.
Ever think you're barking up the wrong tree?
Oh, she's just plain hard to get.
The next evening, I was at police headquarters engaging in a little friendly conversation with Lieutenant Drag.
Hi, Towers. Come on in.
Don't hi me. What the hell is this?
What? Let's see. Oh, that's a parking ticket.
How do you explain it?
Says here you were parked in a driveway
I thought I had immunity.
Oh, well, that's very hard to do.
That's it. Get someone else to do your dirty work.
Johnny, please.
No, that is it.
Okay. Here. See? No more tickets. I'll call the dispatcher and tell him no more tickets, okay?
Okay.
While you're here, sit down.
What is it?
Did you find out anything new?
Well, I did look over the spot where the murder was committed, and I found a clue.
Really? I had a half dozen men comb that place thoroughly last night. Must have been an awful small clue.
A monogram sweater.
Sweater? Must have been tangled in the bushes.
No, it was lying right there on the grass.
Well, that's good. What was the monogram?
K, that should narrow it down somewhat.
Sure. Can't be more than 100,000 K's in a phone book.
Cute. I mean, look in your files. You know, any known mugger with last name beginning in K?
I'll put someone on it. You know, sometimes I wonder if we should do anything at all.
What?
Well, when he gets to Z, he'll have to stop. I just hope he finishes before the next election.
Drag, are you nuts?
Just a thought. Just a moment. Yeah? What is it? What? When?
What is it?
Another muggin'.
We rushed to the scene and arrived just as the paramedics were taking the body away.
Did you know her?
Helen Hertz.
She promised me she would stay in tonight.
Well, she didn't keep her promise, and he got her.
Robbery again?
Looks like it. But I'm beginning to doubt that that robbery is the actual motive for the murders.
Why not?
Well, just look at the individual cases. A variety of murders, a couple of victims stabbed, a few strangled, and now this.
How was Miss Hertz killed?
Officer here told me that the mugger forced her to eat 7 candy bars.
Candy bars?
She was a diabetic.
So what do you say?
Someone is trying to make it look like there are more than one mugger.
He's trying to confuse us.
And doing one hell of a job of it.
So now?
We go see the next likely victim, Leonard Iverson.
We went to visit Mr. Iverson, and he was quite taken aback by our suggestion.
What? Stay inside? That's ridiculous.
We're just looking out for you.
No, I have to go out tomorrow night. It's my duty.
Duty?
Yes, I go out every night.
Aren't you afraid of the thieves, muggers, and the like?
I look for them.
What?
Black belt karate. I seek out evildoers and vanquish them.
You go looking for muggers?
Not only muggers. Robbers. Liars. Jaywalkers.
Drag, let's get out of here.
Mr. Iverson, please, stay inside.
Never. You tried for days to stop this killer. Now it's up to me. I'm going to avenge the deaths of all those innocent people.
Right.
Can I trust you?
No. Let's go, Drag.
What is it?
I've started a one-man crusade to rid this city of the vermin that plagues the innocent citizens.
You're an exterminator, too?
Quiet! A crusade?
You must swear to keep my true identity a secret.
Who are you?
I am the Karate Avenger. Soon, all the evildoers in Chicago will tremble at the sound of my name. They'll quake in fear at the sign of the K.
Do you really think you can stop the muggers?
Leave it to me.
Have you gone out of your mind, Drag?
We can't spare any more men. We can use all the help we can get.
All right. Well, then, I'll go with you, Karate Avenger.
Sorry. I work alone.
Now, just a minute. How many evildoers have you vanquished?
This will be my first.
Let him try, Towers.
Okay. Okay.
Good night, Mr. Iverson. And good luck.
Thank you.
What's wrong with you, Drag?
Me? What kind of detective are you? Didn't you see all those clues?
Of course I did. What clues?
The sweater you found there in the park.
What about it?
It had something on it. A monogram, right?
Of course. The letter K.
As in Karate Avenger.
You mean...
I don't know. But he's just the kind of nut who might do something like that.
Should we let him go out?
Yeah.
But what if he kills somebody?
Like who?
The next letter.
I.
For Iverson.
Right.
Are you trying to say...
There are no other I's in this building.
He'd kill himself.
Or break down and confess.
Why, that's not a bad idea. So, next evening, we put Lieutenant Drag's theory to the test. We watched from the window of my apartment as the Karate Avenger patrolled the park. This is really a dumb idea.
It's a chance. The only one we have so far.
Oh, look at him parading around in his pajamas.
It's better than watching television.
Nothing's going to happen.
Maybe you're right. Got anything to drink?
Brandy, I'll pour you one. Over here.
So, why do you think this mug is killing people alphabetically?
Oh, could be anything. Maybe he has a gripe with the owner of the building. Maybe he had trouble with his ABCs in school. Anything is possible. This city is so full of crazies.
Yeah, like Iverson out there. Just look at him.
Right. Where is he?
Right there, under the lamp.
I don't see him.
Right there, under the lamp, lying on the ground. Lying on the ground?
Thank you.